time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essa. In the headlines, President Mills to inaugurate more projects as he continues duty tour of Northern Region. An engineer, Jacob Osei Yeboah, launches independent presidential bid for 2012 elections. Plastic waste recycling plants to be established in Upper East Region. Tunisia warns of military escalation as fighting in Libya spills over into its territory. And thousands of people gather around Buckingham Palace for Britain's royal wedding today. First, the summary by Jennifer Adulabi.
President John Evans Atta Mills will today pay a courtesy call on the Yagbon Rura at his palace as he continues his duty tour of the Northern Region. The president will again inspect and inaugurate ongoing projects and also cut a sod for the Rupe Tamale Highway. An electrical and electronic engineer, Jacob Osei Yeboah, has launched his independent president bid for the 2012 elections in Accra. Mr. Osei Yeboah described his ambition as a new paradigm shift in the political landscape and asked the youth to support his move. A plastic waste recycling plant will soon be established in the Upper East Region. It will help rid the region of plastic waste by recycling them into raw materials for other goods. The regional minister, Mark Oyongo, disclosed this in an interview with Radio Ghana's Ibrahim Asari. Tunisian authorities have condemned the fighting between Libyan rebels and forces loyal to Colonel Gaddafi. This comes as the fight in Libya spilled over to the Tunisian border. Meanwhile, the troops have apologized to their Tunisian counterparts for crossing the border. And large crowds are gathering in London in anticipation of the royal wedding of Britain's Prince William and Kate Middleton. The ceremony will start at 11 a.m. this morning with the arrival of the expected 1,900 guests. Hundreds of people are reported to have come out overnight on the procession route the couple will take to Buckingham Palace.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
The news in detail. President John Evans Atta Mills will today continue his duty tour of the Northern Region with visits to Damong, Sankpala and Tamale. When he arrives in Damong, the president will first pay a courtesy call on the Yagbon Wura at his palace. He will then inspect ongoing projects at the Ndewura Jakpa Senior High School and inaugurate a girls' hostel for the Damong Health Assistance Training School. President Mills will also inspect progress of work on a new police station and depart for Sankpala to cut the sod for bitumen resurfacing of the Bipe Tamale Highway. Additionally, President Mills will inaugurate a clinic for the people. He will round off his activities for the day by inaugurating an ICT block and inspect a student hostel at the Tamale Polytechnic. Vice President John Dramani Mahama has asked the church to remain neutral in partisan issues. This will give them the respect and moral authority to call political parties to order when they go wrong. The Vice President was addressing a delegation from the Assemblies of God Ghana, led by the General Superintendent, Dr. Paul Frimpong Manso, at the castle. Mr. Mahama noted that God wants to use Ghana as a model of democratic governance in Africa. Therefore, citizens and the Christian community in particular should ensure that this attribute materializes. The Vice President again called for a reduction in the political heat and an end to attacks on personalities. For his part, Reverend Dr. Frimpong Manso commended the presidency for exhibiting political maturity and tolerance in the face of daunting challenges. He appealed to government to address issues of poor water and electricity supply. The General Superintendent of Assemblies of God also spoke on the implementation of the single spine pay policy. He announced that Assemblies of God University College will take off in September this year. Vice President Mahama shared the concern raised by the Assemblies of God over water and electricity supply. On water, he said a phase 2 project to increase water supply from Kwong to Accra by 40 million gallons is being pursued. The challenge, however, is with network, which needs restructuring, and this requires huge financial commitment. Vice President Mahama commended the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission for migrating more goods onto their spine. The delegation presented Bibles and Christian leadership books to the President and the First Lady. Similar gifts were given to the Vice President and his wife, who are both members of the Assemblies of God, Ghana. An electrical and electronic engineer, Jacob Osei Yeboah, has launched his independent presidential bid for 2012 in Accra. He called on the youth to see his ambition as a new paradigm shift in the political landscape and support his move. Mr. Yeboah says his campaign, dubbed Joy 2012, will surely chart the course of jobs to the people. Ruth Ajololo has filed this report.
Speaking to the media, he said partisan politics practiced at the national level to elect presidents on the basis of political affiliation and loyalties, as well as ethnic divides, will continually destabilize the region through subversion and conflict to deconstruct the Africa continent. Mr. Yeboah said his leadership seeks to bring a new search for a new dispensation in the emerging trend. He said current happenings in the country, characterized by sharp political polarization and abusive partisan politics, are a sure recipe for disaster. The occurrences in Kenya and Cote d'Ivoire are clear reminders of what could ultimately happen in Ghana through these partisan politics. He therefore pledged that Joy 2012 will surely chart the course of jobs to the people and empower the youth through business development to a glorious destination.
That was Ruth Ajololo's report. The chairman of the National Commission for Civic Education, Larry Bimi, said Ghana cannot be described as a democratic country. He said prevailing conditions in the country do not favor such a description. Mr. Bimi was speaking at the opening of the 11th Annual National Constitution Week in Accra. Bubu Klinogo was at the ceremony and has filed this report for Radio Ghana.
The National Commission for Civic Education, NCCE, in the year 2000 instituted a National Constitution Week, which commences on the 28th of April each year. The chairman of the commission, Larry Bimi, said though there have been five consecutive successful presidential and parliamentary elections and peaceful transfers of political power, as well as a semblance of rule of law and some institutions like the media, civil society groups and political parties appearing to be functioning, Ghana is not yet a democratic country but could best be described as a virtual democratic state. Mr. Bimi equally criticized the institution of chieftaincy, which he says is a counterweight to liberal democratic development. He said about 85% of Ghanaians live in rural communities and are being controlled by chiefs who are not democratically elected. The main speaker of the occasion, Dr. Michael Pesa, who is a research fellow at the Institute of Adult Education of the University of Ghana, also held the view that there are deficits in the Ghanaian democracy. Speaking on the topic, Ghana's democratic development since 1992, prospects and deficits, Dr. Kwesa suggested that efforts be made to include a larger part of Ghanaians in public policy making and governance if nation building is to be complete. Dr. Kwesa also criticized the media for some of its excesses. He suggested that in order to inject professionalism and creativity into the media, the National Media Commission, without compromising press freedom, can introduce ratings whereby businesses and individuals will be forced to direct resources to media houses with the highest ratings. This situation, he opined, will compel practitioners and employers to prioritize regular training and capacity building. On decentralization, Dr. Pesa suggested that while the president may retain the power to appoint metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives, the power to remove them should be vested in the local people. The research fellow further suggested that in the spirit of nation building and inclusiveness, provisions could be made in the law for a defeated presidential candidate with a specified percentage of votes to be a member of parliament to serve as the leader of his or her party in the House.
That report was filed by Bubu Klinogo. Meanwhile, the former president of the Bonhoeffer Regional House of Chiefs, Nana Adiwudin Edujemfiampim, has disagreed with the chairman of the NCCE, Larry Bimi's position that Ghana does not practice full democracy because of the enormous power of traditional chiefs and the endemic corruption in the public and private sectors of the economy. He told Radio Ghana's Abraham Asare that before the colonial era, the country already had a system of democracy because traditional chiefs were elected.
Sometimes people make mistakes by trying to compare our kind of democracy with Western kind of democracy and so on and so forth.
But is there anything like our kind of democracy? Do we not have a universally accepted democratic way of doing things in any country?
So the Westminster type of democracy is different. But before we had association with the whites, before party politics that was introduced, we had our kind of democracy, the chief sat in state, and we had all his wing chiefs, and any issue was discussed thoroughly before the consensus was reached. And if this is not democratic, I don't know what is more democratic than this.
But the chief is not elected. A chief ascends to the throne by inheriting a vacant in stool, or how do you call it, cane, and he's there until he dies. That is not democracy.
That is our type of democracy, because the chief, before he becomes a chief, must have been groomed. And if he falls foul of the tenets which make him a chief, he can be destroyed.
Former president of the Bona of Regional House of Chiefs, Nana Adiuding Ebijenfiampim, talking to Abraham Asare. The head of the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Legon, Dr. Kwesi Jonah, says it will be wrong to measure democracy based on the use of abusive words on political officers and other leading people in society. He said by the country's culture, chiefs command more respect than public officials. Dr. Jonah said the traditional political system should not be compared with modern democratic ones, adding that the former is not democratic. He spoke to Ibrahim Asari on Behind the News.
In our society, chiefs are so very well respected that big professionals like lawyers, medical doctors, university professors, all of them sometimes aspire to chiefs. But measuring the status of democracy or democratic governance in the country by the differential respect accorded to chiefs and politicians is a bit, how do I put it?
Worrying.
We have a separate way of measuring the progress of democracy in a country. And therefore, if you ask me, I would rather use the standard that is applied in all countries instead of using the picturesque of Ghanaian political institutions at chiefs versus modern political institutions to judge the level of democracy in this country. So, in a way, what I want to say is that the observations you made about chiefs and all that are correct, but this is not how we assess the status of democracy in the country.
But is that democracy different from what is practiced elsewhere?
What I'm saying is that everywhere, in Ghana, in Nigeria, in Libya, in everywhere, we measure the progress of democracy by certain particular indicators.
Head of Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Kwesi Jonah. The minority leader in Parliament, Osei Mensah, says even though Ghana has made significant strides in its quest to become a true democratic state, the country has not arrived there yet. He said the fact that the ordinary people are allowed to choose their leaders is a step in the right direction. Mr. Osei Mensah told George Asikre in an interview that Parliament is contributing meaningfully to make Ghana a real democratic state. The National Media Commission has appointed chairpersons and members of the various governing boards of the four state-owned media. They are the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, Graphics Communications Group, Ghana News Agency, and New Times Corporation. All the boards have a two-year tenure, effective May 3, 2011. The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation has Mrs. Felicia Gbesumete as chairperson. The members are Ophelia Abloh, Mrs. Fatih Brahima Mohammed, Major General A.K. Abdullahi, and Koko Amatefiu. The others are Ernest Asamoah, Togbi Adomdrayi, Kwesi Efriyebedu, Joel Edmond Nete, and the Director General of the GBC. The Graphic Communications Group has Professor J. Nana Opukwajimai as chairperson. The members are Sarah Kufi Kwaku, Dr. Doris Yadate, Kofi Nyantechi, and Alex Boni. The rest are Edu Ananienchi, Mohamed Defun, Emmanuel C.C. Quainer, and the Managing Director of the Graphic Communications Group, Reginald, and Reginald D. Lai is the Chairman for the Ghana News Agency Board. The members are Alhaji Harunata, Joseph Ejei, Nana Santua Fajinu, Adwaye Boafari, Nat Lomomeinun, and the General Manager of the GNA. The New Times Corporation has Clement Vanderpoy as chairman. The members are Dr. Wilberforce Disa, Helena Samoa Hassan, Gerald Ankra, Abel Hoxon, Mrs. Irene Duncan Adanusa, Major Albert Donchebe, J.E. Alote Papu, and the Managing Director of the New Times Corporation. Meanwhile, the board of the Graphic Communications Group will be inaugurated next Wednesday, the 4th of May, while that of the New Times Corporation will be on Thursday, the 5th of May. The Ghana News Agency will have its turn on Friday, the 6th, and the GBC board will be inaugurated on the following Tuesday, the 10th of May. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mills to inaugurate more projects as he continues duty tour of Northern Region. An engineer, Jacob Osei-Yeboah, launches independent presidential bid for 2012 elections. Plastic waste recycling plants to be established in Upper East Region. Tunisia warns of military escalation as fighting in Libya spills over into its territory. And thousands of people gather around Buckingham Palace for Britain's royal wedding today. Do stay tuned.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Toto.
Welcome back. Ghana Chamber of Mines has advocated that 30% of the mineral royalties, which is part of the Mineral Development Fund, be returned to mining areas over a specific period of time. This is because the 9% of the mineral royalties paid to the district assemblies is inadequate for the stimulation of infrastructural development in the mining communities. The president of the Ghana Chamber of Mines, Daniel Uredu, said this at a news briefing in Accra. Here is a report by Sandra Danso.
In spite of the challenges confronting the mining sector, its contribution to the development of the country, especially rural communities, is immense. The president of the Ghana Chamber of Mines, Daniel Uredu, said, is working to ensure that mining companies live up to their responsibilities. The services of the industry is used to address the needs of the people and government in the development of the nation through the creation and maintenance of access roads to rural communities, thereby stimulating economic growth. It also attracts telecom companies to set up masts, which tend to facilitate communication services to communities living around the mines. Mr. Redu noted that the mining industry employs more than 12,294 people. Out of this number, 98% are Ghanaians and 2% expatriates. He observed that Ghana abounds in industrial minerals such as lime, clay, marble and salt, which are used in paint, pharmaceuticals, building, agriculture and food industries. He suggested that policies be targeted at the exploitation and utilization of these minerals to diversify the social and economic benefits derived from mining. He said the chamber will continue to pursue the quest for mining to be repositioned as a catalyst for development rather than as a source of revenue only.
A report by Sandra Danso. The Upper East Regional Coordinating Council, RCC, will today launch an anti-plastic waste disposal campaign to get rid of plastic waste in the region. The RCC is also collaborating with the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to establish a plastic waste recycling plant in the Upper East region so that waste collected will be recycled and used as raw materials for other goods. The regional minister, Mark Oyungo, told Ibrahim Asare on Behind the News that the project will be replicated in all districts of the region.
We are going to launch a massive campaign to rid the region of this plastic menace. And it's going to be done simultaneously in all the districts.
Do we need to launch a campaign to get rid of waste? Why don't we just go into the work?
We need to create the awareness. People litter and they are not conscious of the effects of the waste. We need to remind them, we need to educate them, we need to sensitize them. And that's what we are going to do.
Does that mean until the president came, there was no system in place to deal with the menace?
Well, we were doing the cleanups, but the focus wasn't on the plastic menace. It's now dawned on us that the plastic menace is becoming a serious problem. And the president's call was timely. It was timely because it's something which was boggling our minds, but it's better late than never. We are getting a Zoom Lion to get us some receptacles, and we're going to collect both black and white plastics. We're not going to destroy them. We're going to keep them. We're going to recycle them. In fact, we're talking with the Minister of Local Government for assistance to establish a plastic recycling plant.
Upper East Regional Minister Mark Wayongo. The Ministries of Environment, Science and Technology and Communication have presented 100 notebook computers to the National Youth Authority. The computers are to be distributed to all the 10 youth and skills institutes in the country. The Odokono Senior High School in Accra also received 20 computers for its Science Resource Center. The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sheria Ite, presented the computers to beneficiaries at the ongoing National Policy Fair in Accra. She said the gesture indicates government's commitment to improving the learning of information communication technology, ICT, in schools. She revealed that all the computers were assembled by a local industry, RLG company, in a bid to support ICT indigenous firms. The move is also to promote local intellectual property rights. She was hopeful the computers will enhance the skills of the youth and make them employable after their education. The Ghana National Education Campaign Coalition has called on government to pay critical attention to issues confronting women and girls' education. It says the current situation of women and girls' education has dire implications for national efforts at improving maternal and child health. At the launch of this year's Global Action Week, the national coordinator of the coalition, Leslie Tete, warned that if measures are not taken to address these issues, the country will be deprived of the active and effective participation of women in decision-making at all levels. Brighton Trauma has this report.
The Global Action Week is an initiative of the Global Campaign Education to network with other organizations worldwide and advocate quality education. The Global Campaign Education has set aside first week of May to highlight the pertinent issues in the education sector. The National Coordinator of the Ghana Education Campaign Coalition, Leslie Tete, said activities for the campaign aims at pressurizing government to introduce measures to ensure that policies and provisions are ratified over the years in the interest of the girl child. The coalition has therefore advocated five key thematic areas to bridge the gender disparity. These include a comprehensive policy on gender for the education sector, gender-sensitive school curricula, and ensuring that teachers are trained and supported to deliver the policy. The chairman of the coalition, Bright Appiah, advocated 3% of the national education budget to be invested in adult literacy programs with special emphasis on women.
Women need to be given the platform to be able to activate their qualities because they have a very complex responsibility. The example that I'll give is that when you are young and you've completed university as a woman or a lady, at a particular age of your life, you are confronted with so many issues. It's either you have to get married, you have to give birth, as well as also make sure that you pursue your career as a woman. So it presents you with the realities and you have to compete with all these to make sure that you also compete with the kind of environment that you live.
National Coordinator of the Global Action Week, Leslie Tete. The Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Joseph Samuel Annan, says the small and medium-scale enterprise SME sector accounts for more than 90% of all registered companies in the country. This makes it crucial that their occupational and health needs be attended to. The Deputy Minister was speaking at the launch of the International Conference on Occupational Health and Safety in Small and Medium-Scale Enterprises in Accra. The Ghana Statistical Service says the service is now at the stage of editing regional figures of the 2010 population and housing census. This, the service said, is to help synchronize the figures with respect to the various age groups. The Assistant Chief Statistician, Kofi Adjemendria, disclosed this to Radio Ghana. He spoke to Yaya Kwama.
Listeners may recall that when the government statistician released the provisional results, he added that the detailed results will come in the first quarter of 2012 because the census is a process. And we use about four main different questionnaires to collect the information during the census exercise. The questionnaire which was used to collect the details that we called the population housing census from 1A. That one, we are now processing it. Currently, what we are doing is that we are editing. We have engaged so many people in our office. We are going to check that all entries are correct. The geographical codes are correct because the geographical codes were enumerated. If they miss the geographical codes, information from one district or from one region may be given to another.
There are also issues that has to do with mopping up exercise. How far have you gone with the mopping up exercise?
Oh, mopping up exercise was completed a long time ago in November last year. It was completed. So it's going to affect what we are doing now.
Has everyone been captured?
If you say mopping up, What was at the time, when we, the 2 week period that was assigned for the main exercise, when we finished, and we found out that because questionnaires were delayed, there was the need to extend that time. That was when we went out again to reach the areas where we could not reach within the 2 weeks. So that exercise has been finished.
Yeah.
Assistant Chief Statistician Kofi Adjemandria talking to Yaya Kwama. We'll be back after this break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Crowds are gathering in central London for the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton at Westminster Abbey. The first of the 1,900 guests will arrive from this morning for the ceremony supposed to start at 11 a.m. Thousands of people have camped out overnight on the procession route the couple will take to Buckingham Palace. William will wear the red tunic of an Irish Guards colonel, his most senior honorary appointment, but the bride's dress design is being kept secret. Trending is the main point again. President Jonathan Santamaryo will today pay a courtesy call on the Yagbongura at his palace as he continues his duty tour of the northern region. The president will again inspect and inaugurate ongoing projects and also cut sod for the Bupe-Tamale Highway. And large crowds are gathering in London in anticipation of the royal wedding of Britain's Prince William and Kate Middleton. The ceremony will start at 11 a.m. this morning with the arrival of the expected 1,900 guests. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra.